This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. January 10, 2019, the board okayed Everything I Did edition. If you are interested in giving out mooncakes this year, that looks like a no-no going forward, according to an article in BNA. Starting January 1, drug companies can no longer give cash gifts or cash payments to business associates, traditions that are often accepted in places like China. This is based upon the new industry code of practice, which took effect on the first of the year. Goldman Sachs, or I should say ex-Goldman Sachs banker Roger Ng, has been denied bail pending his extradition to the U.S. It's really not surprising that his bail was denied, given that he is no doubt a flight risk at this point. But it does portend that I would say he's probably got a low chance of not being extradited to the United States. He's looking at serious jail time. If he doesn't plead guilty, he may get a significant amount, even if he does plead guilty. Next up, it's always problematic when the FT attacks a judicial system, a country's judicial system. And boy, they went after the Japanese justice system yesterday based upon the hearing of Carlos Ghosn. They noted that he's had 50 days in detention before he got his day in the courtroom. And the FT's board said that the entire Japanese system is on trial and that the heart of the problem is that people suffer for asserting their innocence. There's no kind of Western guilty, not guilty until proven innocent standard that we have in the United States or in the United Kingdom. And the prosecutions are generally impartial and thorough, but the clear weight is going to be stacked against the defendant. And finally, we end with a story, another story about Carlos Ghosn, and this really revolves around his defense. His lawyer came out swinging and basically said that everything Ghosn had done in terms of his compensation arrangement with Nissan had been approved by the Nissan board, and that Ghosn had acted honorably, legally, and with the knowledge and approval of the appropriate executive committees within the company. He further alleged that he had documents demonstrating that the board had approved not only the payment schemes of Ghosn, but his clear conflict of interest in using company funds to renovate and construct personal residences and his other uses, including his accounting machinations that seem to be the basis of the initial arrest and prosecution. These board minutes have not been released publicly, but the lawyers for Ghosn indicated they're both in Japanese and English, and they would be a part of his defense. It will certainly be interesting to see how all of this plays out. As I previously announced, I'm going to continue the Daily Compliance News now into this new year of 2019. If there's any interesting things you would like me to talk about, please email me and let me know. I'm at tfox@tfoxlaw.com. Your feedback is always welcome. You will check out some of the new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. Jay Rosen and myself have started a new podcast series, Popcorn and Compliance, a look at compliance through the lens of the movies, that premiered Saturday, December 8th, and will post bi-monthly on Saturday for your entertainment and enjoyment. Listening pleasure. Finally, Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have premiered their new podcast, Great Women on Compliance. I hope you will check that out. It's a great podcast series. We have several other offerings that we are in production and will go live after the first of the year on the Compliance Podcast Network.